Hi everyone, Siobhan Chapman here, and welcome to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. It's Friday morning, which means it's time for the weekend review and preview conversation, where my guests will recap how markets have performed over the past few sessions and preview what you can expect in the week ahead. Today's conversation will primarily focus on the release of the latest inflation data, as well as possible rate cuts in September. Joining us for the conversation, I'm glad to welcome back Danny Kessler, Asset Allocation Strategist with the UBS Chief Investment Office. Danny, welcome. We're happy to have you.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Danny. So let's get started. Heading into the week, there was anticipation over the latest inflation readings along with retail sales data. How did the data come in relative to CIO's expectations?
Yeah. After July's labor report spooked investors, sparking a rout of market volatility and the unwinding of the Japanese yen carry trade on the back of rising recession fears in the U.S., All eyes were on the important economic data releases this week, with last week on the lighter side in that regard. So taking a look at the prints, they went a long way in assuaging investor concerns. The S&P 500 has risen almost 7% since its August lows, while the 10-year Treasury yield is up about 10 basis points. So taking a look at the actual economic data, the first big release of the week was the Producer Price Index, or PPI, which is a measure of inflation at the wholesale level for what domestic producers receive for their output. The data showed that prices in July rose 0.1% from the previous month, lower than the consensus estimate of 0.2. Wednesday's release of the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, which is a more widely followed inflation measure that looks at prices paid by consumers, was in line with consensus forecasts at 0.2% month over month. This continues a trend of softer inflation prints seen in recent months, with July's headline number the lowest on a year-over-year basis since inflation jumped at the beginning of early 2021. An important detail to note from the CPI report is that shelter prices reaccelerated to 0.4% month over month. Shelter is the biggest component of the CPI basket and the main driver of inflation currently. So if we exclude shelter from the reading, inflation was only 1.7% year over year. So both inflation prints were a welcome sign for investors, as I mentioned before, as the Fed will not cut rates until they are confident that the battle against inflation has been won. So combining the two reports suggests that core personal consumption expenditure, or PCE inflation, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, should rise between 0.1% and 0.2% month over month, a pace which would be consistent with the Fed's 2% target. This data will be released on August 30th. So with cooling inflation, the Fed is more likely to cut rates, lowering the risk of tight financial conditions, pushing the economy into recession in the near future. Investors have been carefully watching inflation for a few years now, but as it has started to cool this year, attention has shifted to the other side of the Fed's mandate, unemployment. Recent market volatility was spurred by worries that the labor market showed signs that the economy was already in recession, with the SOM rule being triggered in the latest labor report as unemployment rose by 0.5% from its previous 12 months low. But there are reasons to believe that this time is an exception to the rule, starting with the absolute level of the unemployment rate remaining at low levels relative to historical averages. Additionally, other recent economic data does not show signs of an economy in recession, with this week's retail sales release that you mentioned, Siobhan, a prime example. The print came in at a 1% increase month over month, which is far above the consensus of 0.4% gain, and in no way illustrative of an economy in recession. Jobless claims have come in below expectations for two straight weeks, and there are questions around the legitimacy in the recent rise in the unemployment rate, as weather effects may have had an outsized effect given the recent hurricanes. Markets have responded accordingly to good news, recouping losses in the equity market and reining in expectations of Fed rate cuts. So in summary, for all this economic data, inflation seems to be continuing on its downward trends, while the economy does not appear to be in recession. Our base case continues to be for a soft landing as the Fed navigates rate cuts around slowing inflation and a softening labor market.
So with these results, does the Fed have a green light to cut rates at the September meeting?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, Siobhan. Recent data has been encouraging for the Fed, with inflation continuing to slow to levels in line with the Fed's target. Additionally, with the labor market continuing to soften, the Fed does not want to wait too long to cut rates amid risks of the economy falling to recession. So all this is to say that recent data does point to the Fed cutting rates at their next meeting on September 18th. But with over a month's worth of data yet to come, nothing is certain yet. So the Fed will not make up its mind around cuts until the day of the meeting and will instead continue to monitor economic data released in the meantime. After the outsized market reaction in the latest to the latest labor report, market forecasts rose as high as fully pricing in 50 basis points of cuts at the next Fed meeting alone. So as Fed officials began making public comments in the wake of these events, the consensus tone has been noticeably more hawkish than the market in what appears to be a concerted effort to rein in expectations. Some Fed officials, such as Governor Bowman, even went as far as highlighting upside risks for inflation and stating she may not be ready to support any level of rate cut at the next meeting in September, let alone 50 basis points of cuts. So our base case within CIO remains for 100 basis points of cuts throughout the rest of 2024, starting in September. That said, just like the Fed, we emphasize that these decisions will be data dependent, and forecasting the amount of rate cuts this year is a moving target as economic data is continually released. The inflation target of the Fed's dual mandate appears to be on track to be met, but any signs of reacceleration will slow the Fed's path forward. Focus has now turned to the labor market as the driver of rate cut timing, with the Fed looking to avoid a recession that pushes unemployment up much further on the other side of their dual mandate. Another weak labor report for August could motivate the Fed to bring forward their plans for rate cuts, while a healthier report could ease urgency on the speed of rate cuts.
I want to turn to next week. What is taking place that investors should be mindful of?
Right. It's a lighter week of economic data releases next week after a flurry of big releases this week. Some notable mentions include the release of the July FOMC minutes on Wednesday, jobless claims and S&P PMIs on Thursday, and new home sales on Friday. The biggest event of the week to focus on is the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium, which is the Fed's annual meeting of central bankers, policymakers, academics, and economists from around the world. Comments from the meeting could provide a clearer glimpse into the Fed's thinking for monetary policy moving forward, which appears to be the biggest driver of markets right now.
Okay, perfect, Danny. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Siobhan.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.